This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And there are plenty that are part of the problem. But, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending. Look, head up to the Reb? Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on, there's a lot happening, and I do appreciate the time. That you head up to the website. The time you spend on that and check out the stories, you click whether you like them, whether you don't like them, take the poll. That's always, well, maybe it's not fun for you, but it's fun for me. Always love to see responses. You know, today is the, before I actually send you over to the website, today is the 76th anniversary of Raising Old Glory over Iwo Jima. And, you know, in looking today at the history or some of the information about Iwo Jima, you know, some of us who think we're smart are pretty darn ignorant, I'll tell you what. I didn't realize, first of all, how small that island is. It's only 8 square miles. Or, yeah, about 8 square miles. And in Japanese, that word Iwo Jima translates to Sulphur Island. Can you imagine what that place must have smelled like? And the Marines present on there, yes, the Marines, they, when they, you know, got on the island or went on the island or what have you, the sad part about it is the Japanese kind of lured them in. Americans bombed the island, but there wasn't much happening, so they figured maybe the Japanese left, or they had beat the Japanese, or what have you. And the island was important, my understanding, is because it was exactly halfway between Japan and Guam, which belonged to the Americans. So they had to take it, they wanted to take it, but it ended up being a 36-day war. Think about that. 36 days. And part of the reason behind it was once we put our troops on there, or got a lot of our troops, we had 70,000 troops show up on that island. Think about that. Against 22,000 Japanese defenders. And they kept us at bay for 36 days. The reason behind it was, as I found out, there were over 1,500 underground rooms. They were put together by 11 miles of tunnels. So when they were getting beat in one bunker, they could just run to another one. And what saved the butt of the Americans were flamethrowers. I didn't know that either. See, I learned so much doing this. And the and what happened was they were using the flamethrowers to either, you know, get the Japanese out of the tunnels. Or, you know, suck the air out, they would suffocate. So, our men, well, in this case, probably almost all men, our men went in there. They went after them, they took the island, it became a pivotal point. Now, the Native American had a big part in this too. You guys have heard about this story, right? The Navajo code talkers. Navajo grammar, my grammar, is so complex. It just was hard. It was hard, actually impossible for the Japanese to break. So they had Navajo code talkers at different areas. And six code talkers were able to send about 800 messages without an issue in a relatively short period of time to help out. And the flag went up on the island's highest point, 528 feet. It was raised there on the 23rd of February, 1945. But the U.S. couldn't claim victory for a few more days. But if you think about it, now the U.S. took it. It cost us a lot. We had 6,800 dead, 26,000 casualties. But it turned out to be a very, very important landing spot for U.S. bombers. And the U.S. and Japan surrendered about 160 days after it. So again, big deal. Right? I mean, it's a big deal. And what we need to do is we need to thank our military, thank those men and women that are willing to go into battle for us when we can't and or won't. I think we forget that. So we forget that we're losing the freedoms right now. I mean, we're going to start fighting for those. I'm not trying to be funny, but man, think about it. We spent years saying that would never happen here in America. That can't happen in the good old U.S. Well, guess what? Yeah, it is. Hey, Xander Gibb joins me after the break. We get some input as to what's going on over in, well, not so jolly old England anymore. You know? Hey, somebody is in the chat room talking about the State of the Union address. Now, I might be wrong, guys. I don't know. But usually the first year a president gets elected, he's elected like on the day of the State of the Union normally would be given or right around that time frame. So I know people complaining that he hasn't given the State of the Union address. I don't think he does. But, hey, I've been wrong before, so feel free to tell me. I know a lot of people complain about it, but I don't think there is one. Kind of hard when you first get in, right? Maybe they should let Trump give it. That would be sweet. Hey, come on, I even made myself laugh on that one. 855-ROSE-O, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, Xander Gibb joins us after the break. We're going to talk about, no more Duke and Duchess. Do you really care? I don't, but maybe he does. And the Queen is very unhappy with us. We'll talk more about that with Xander on this side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you got to get engaged and involved. You got to get informed. It's the only way it really works for everybody. And I do mean everybody. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We don't have them on enough. We really don't. And I so much enjoy my time with them. I hope you guys. We're back at it. One of my favorite people to have on with me, and we've been having him on more often now. He's taking the right geritol mixture, and he's able to stay up later to be with us. Xander Gibb joins us from almost jolly old England. Xander, how are you doing?
I'm good, Governor. How are you?
All right. Well, first things first, because you're right in the middle of it all. The Queen has stripped Markle and her hubby. Of their, not of their clothing, don't get excited, of their titles. What is that all about?
Well, I kind of think that she was forced into a position with this because he just got the deal with Netflix to do a show. He's gone all commercialized. One of the things that the members of the royal families are not allowed to do is to earn money commercially. It's one thing if they're raising money for a charity.
Right.
But as they're kind of lining their own pockets, and in fairness, they're not getting anything from the palace anymore. You know, they paid back the money that was paid by the state to kind of refurbish Frogmore Cottage, which is, you know, when you think about it, it's like more like a palace.
I was going to say, cottage my butt. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Frogmore Cottage. So I kind of think she had to do that. But I'm sad. But as a British citizen, you know, wearing my British citizen's hat, I think it's a sad day that it has come to this, but I don't like the fact that she is still saying, as in Meghan Markle, is still saying that the British press are racist. I mean, they have been racist to people, but I didn't know she was black.
Nobody knew she was black. She was the only one who knew she was black, for God's sake. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that In that position, it's not a very common occurrence for a black person or a mixed race person, whatever the current polite terminology is today, to be a member of the royal family. So I think that they would be extra careful. But I think she really wanted to be the new Lady Diana, Princess Diana, and that wasn't going to happen.
No.
Because she has such a special place in the hearts of the British people and, you know, many Americans too. So I think it is a sad day. But
she wanted all these. She wanted all. What's the word I'm looking for here? She wanted, you know, all the accolades. She wanted all the attention. And I saw video clips of her. And again, I don't understand the whole Queen thing, but you know, royalty is a big deal over in England, and I saw pictures of, you know, people getting around. What is it, Prince Harry? Is that's the one she married to?
Yeah,
I can't keep them all straight. They all look the same to me with those ears. Prince Harry, and you could see her just standing off the side, going, you know, basically going, "What about me? What about me? What about me?" I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah, it did seem like she wanted it to be all about her, but he was quite willing to let her do that. I mean, I think relationships are about whether it's with two men, two women, a man and a woman, whoever it's with, that it's about being equal. And I don't feel like it was ever that equal with them. I mean, but who knows behind closed doors? I know there is this ideology, you know, I'll just give her what she wants so she'll shut the heckity up. but still, you know, if you're a prince, if you're a prince of the United Kingdom monarchy, you know, really, you shouldn't never be in that position, should you?
No, and you know, you think about something, again, if she didn't know or didn't care going into it that he was going to get the bulk of the attention, I mean, he is the royalty, right? I mean, he's going to get the bulk of the attention. Number two is her place. If you look at, you know, Lady Di and the rest of them, I don't want, this is going to sound demeaning, but I don't mean it that way, but they are usually out in the community. They're helping the kid. You know, they're doing all those sweetheart type of events that help bring money and attention to certain issues, are they not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think she started off on the very wrong of you know, not a good footing at all. But I think that they left the door open for them, you know, the Queen and stuff, because this is obviously embarrassing for them as well, really. So they left the door open for her and him, and I just wonder if that would be the case, that they would kind of come back into the fold, as it were. But look how she treats her own father. I mean, if that's anything to go by, you know, she just received a sum of money from a British newspaper because her father decided to share the letter that she'd sent to him with them. Now, if you wrote a letter to me, surely I have the right to do with that letter, you know, what I want. One would think, but she sued them and she's won, and I wonder if that will be going into the you know, Meghan and Harry fund, or whether she will give that to charity. Because I think that, you know, if you've got that kind of money, you know, if you're getting interviewed by Oprah, but I mean, that's going to be very interesting to watch, what she's got to say about the British monarchy, because that will either, you know, put a wedge in the door to keep it a little open or close it altogether, because the Queen doesn't put up with any horse bucky.
No, she doesn't.
From a horse's.
I have noticed that about her, and basically what I've seen and read about her younger years, I am sure she puts up with no crap from even her honey, you know, her husband.
No, absolutely. So. And, you know, he's been in hospital this week, so Harry is kind of, you know, getting ready to fly over in case he really needs to be there. You know, I really don't want to kind of tempt fate. But one would think he would have come anyway, because my grandfather was 99 and he was in hospital. Nothing would stop me from being there.
Totally.
Whether it was an argumentative wife or, who am I saying an argumentative wife?
Thanks a lot. I just spilled my coffee all over the keyboard. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know. Nothing would keep me from my grandfather at 99 if he was sick. But I do think it's a very sad day, and I think his mother would highly disapprove. She would have said, you know, get your caboose back over there and you fight for what is yours.
No question. No, I'm 100% in agreement with you. When we come back from the break, I want to get your thoughts on Rush Limbaugh. You know, I don't think we've had we haven't had any time to discuss. And then again, how the left just demonized this guy and how vicious and nasty they are. You know, there is nothing sacred with these people. Absolutely nothing but 100% socialism and hating on conservatives. That's like the mantra of the day. So when we come back, right after I finish my donut, we will get to your thoughts, your mindset on Rush Limbaugh. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. Text TEST to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine offers strong protection against severe cases of the disease, according to an FDA analysis released Wednesday. The report confirming that the vaccine is about 85% effective against serious illness and about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. The FDA's panel of advisors is set to meet Friday to discuss Johnson & Johnson's trial data and whether the evidence is strong enough to warrant issuing an emergency use authorization. The FDA is then expected to make a final decision within days. And no charges are expected in the rollover accident that severely injured golfer Tiger Woods. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said Wednesday there was no evidence of impairment and that the rollover crash was purely an accident. Woods underwent surgery Tuesday to repair multiple fractures in his right leg and ankle. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you paying attention. It's really the only way that you get informed. It's really the only way that you'll have the answers you need to talk to some of those lunatics on the other side of the aisle. You know what I'm saying? We're back at it again with one of my favorite people to have on the show. Xander Gibb joins me as he does pretty well every other week at least at this point. We're going to try to get him on more often. Always appreciate his viewpoint. And he brings us a different perspective because he's currently residing in England, and it's nice to get the pulse on what's going on over there and what have you. Because, your lockdowns, they're going to be lifted any day now, and you should be free by June or something like that. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. The passing of Rush Limbaugh, everybody is everybody on the left is glad he's gone and wants him to rot wherever they think he went. And people on the right, in my mind, for all the wrong reasons, idolize him. I'm glad he opened the doors up for people like you and I, and I'm glad he gave conservative talk radio a voice. But give me some of your thoughts on him. I'm curious.
Well, as a lot of people know, I was a Democrat for quite some time. And when I was a Democrat, I kind of feel that there was this level of indoctrination to hate Rush Limbaugh, especially if you were gay because he was painted as homophobic. When I actually kind of looked into why he was perceived as being homophobic, it was, and I'm sure you can tell me without me even saying it, but it was more about him disagreeing with gay marriage, which I don't think particularly makes you homophobic. It makes you a devout Christian. And so when I did become a conservative, when I started identifying as a conservative, I started to have a lot of respect for this guy. He's kind of covered a lot of ground, changed a lot of opinions, and made a world of difference. But what actually made me cry, and I'm not ashamed to say this, is how many people on the left were saying good riddance, I'm glad he's gone, and things like that. Because what does it say about you? Whatever side of the political aisle you're in, if you're glad that someone is dead. We were talking in the break about RGB, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yep.
That's my affectionate term for her. You know, I wasn't glad she died. You know, she has a family. She has children. She's a grandmother.
Yep.
And regardless of her political ideologies, whether I agreed with them or not, you know, her life was important. Yes, I did just say a Democrat's life was important because they are.
All well, human some, life is important, and that's the difference
some,
between
some
us.
Of them.
Well, I know what you mean, but
I'm being facetious.
No, but I mean, like, I mean, Hitler could have gone. I wish abortion was more prevalent back then for his mom.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you know what I'm saying. We on the right very much believe that every life matters. People, you know.
Yep.
And that's not the same on the left, though. Not at all. So anyway, but go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, of course not. I often wonder how, if you are a Christian and you happen to be a Democrat, how you can hold those ideologies that abortion is acceptable. I have to admit, I'm still very torn on the fact, you know, if you find out that, you know, if you have scans and you find out that the baby in your womb is, I don't know, got four heads or, you know, whatever it might be. I'm still a little bit torn on that perspective. But, you know, when I hear people on the left saying, you know, if I'd have found out that my child was Down syndrome, I would have aborted it. And that just, that kind of, my soul weeps. That
you need to
level
talk,
of ideology.
You need to talk to people who have Down syndrome children. You and I both know somebody who has. I know
we
several,
do.
But we know somebody who has one, and she loves it. And she, you know, yes, it's and she'll tell you. So will all people. It's a challenge, and sometimes it's frustrating. But the love that those kids bring, the unadulterated love that they bring to a parent, I've heard this parent say, "I've never felt that even with my other kids."
No,
so.
No, absolutely. I have two Down syndrome, two people in my family with Down syndrome, and yeah, the love is just, you know, kind of out of this world.
Can you imagine life without them?
No, I can't.
See?
No, I can't. Yep. I mean, one of my cousins who died a few years ago, he was an eccentric chap, but, you know, I loved him to bits, and he always could make me laugh. And he was the one that started calling me Zan-Man. And so my life experience would not have been as rich without him. Yeah. But I know who you're talking about, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind you mentioning her name, because she actually has a charity now called They All Have Names. And it's encouraging. I do too. It's encouraging people who are considering abortion, and they have, they're carrying a Down syndrome child, to consider adoption.
Yep.
So, you know. But to go back to Rush, I'm sure he's up there now, you know, doing his radio station in heaven, if they have radio in heaven. But I imagine that would be a very interesting meeting, you know, God and Rush Limbaugh. I wonder what the conversation would be like. But yeah, he's probably up there now playing chess with Andrew Breitbart.
There you go.
Something like
that. Yeah, and it's funny because the left would say, even this is what bothers me. The left would say, there is no way that man is in heaven because of all the hate that he has and all of this and all of that. And you'll hear that from Christians, and you go, hey, it's only one rule. You accept Christ. And I understand that he accepted Christ a few years ago before he had the cancer from his brother.
Right.
And so you could tack all that other stuff on if you want. Who makes you the arbiter of what Scripture says? Right, show me where Scripture says it is okay to kill thy child in thy womb. I can't find that one. That infuriates me, by the way. I mean,
no.
Bible says that God knew us before we were in our mom's womb, which means He had a relationship with us. He knew who we were. We were valued by Him. You know what I'm saying? It just drives me.
Amen.
Anyhow.
We were wonderfully made. And you know, it's like when people say, "Oh, you know, Donald Trump is not a Christian." We don't know what is in his heart.
But
we don't know.
But Joey B is, right? He's okay with killing babies, but he's a Christian.
Yeah.
See, you like to press my hot buttons, don't you?
I think he's dyslexic because he thought it said kid sniffer, not Christian. We can edit that out later, can't we? I don't know. As I get older, I kind of I'm tired of the division. I'm tired of the hate. And, you know, there were people that I blocked because they were Democrats that I've kind of unblocked now. And I just kind of think if you want to hate on people, that's between you and God. But I'm not gonna be a part of that anymore because it hurts my heart.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't see how anybody, and I don't, Republican or Democrat, I've gotten my Republican friends for this before. You can't hate Joe Biden. The Bible tells us we're supposed to pray for him. So if you're not praying for Joe Biden, and you're praying for him to die, that's wrong too. But if you're not praying for Joe Biden as the leader of the country, then you're not doing what God's word tells you to do. And as much as I prayed for Obama. I mean, it was, you know, what did Jesus say? You know, it's even harder to be friends with your enemy or harder to love your enemy.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. You just have to do it. And you know who I live with. She's very black and white about this stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. And she has a gun, so be careful.
Two of them.
You know, the interesting thing is that people still ask me, I do a lot of shows over here, and people say, oh, Xander, do you hate Barack Obama? I don't hate Barack Obama. I don't hate Michelle Obama. I don't hate anybody that feels different to me or believes different to me. I do get very angry and protective when people attack my ideologies and people that I respect because I'm human. But hate is just such a negative force. But obviously the media have a vested interest in keeping us all hating one another.
Yes.
And because that doesn't, you know, us all loving one another doesn't sell newspapers, does it? You know?
No, they have to have, you know, my dad used to say that when I was a kid. Stories about puppy dogs don't sell newspapers. You know, stories about kicking puppy dogs, that sells newspapers. So, I know it's terrible, but it's so true, isn't it? Hey, got to go for a break. Because you know all about capitalism
and all that.
I love that thing. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Xander Gibb and I are going nowhere. We'll be right back.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I know you want them. Let's get back to it. We're back at it again with Xander Gibb. Right from the heart of what technically, all right, it's the United Kingdom, but what is Britannia? Why are we referred to as the Brits?
Let's see if you know. Because it's kind of like there's the United Kingdom, but England is actually Great Britain. The United Kingdom is England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, but Britain, Great Britain, is England. Kind of on its own, which it might be if it carries on the way that it has been of late. But yeah, you know, just as I'm patriotic about being an American, I'm also, you know, my mother is English. You know, my mother is British. I'm fiercely patriotic about that too.
Yep.
But I think this is where we go wrong so often, that we don't have any pride in our heritage. I mean, you know, even if you're Italian, you should be proud of that, right?
I talk about it on a regular basis, and I make note that, you know, it's my it's It's the American part of me that's very proud, too. They came here to this country for a better life. They came here legally. They did it the right way. They worked hard. Almost every one of them started their own business once they worked for somebody for a while. So I come from a family of entrepreneurs who believed in following the law and doing things the right way. I'm not ashamed of that. And the Italian heritage, it's a great heritage. I mean, heck. Not that I'm into it, but, you know, great fashion heritage. I mean, who was it that designed the Italian uniforms? I mean, it was a famous clothing designer. I'm thinking they're military uniforms, for God's sakes. But I guess you got to look good when you're going to get shot. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
I should say when you're going to surrender. Because, you know, when the Americans showed up, they went, hey, what took you so long? We're done. The lasagna's still warm. Come on over.
Absolutely. And as a caveat, I would like to say any Italians listening, I was joking. I am a comedian some of the time.
Oh, I'm not joking when I talk about Italians. None of that. Whether positive or negative, I've lived with them all.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, you know, anyway. Where was I going to go? See, you made me forget where I was going to go. You're good at that, you know. We get talking about stuff.
I'm fabulous.
I'm gone, you know, after a few minutes. It's just, oh, I know what it was. AOC. She's very upset that Joe Biden is reopening the cages for the kids. And the funny thing about it, everybody else in the Democrat Party is saying they're not cages, or they're cages, but they're so much different than Trump's because they've got better facilities. But they're still cages. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm not well educated. Help me out here.
But there's still places of detention, aren't they? And for the record, you know, these apparent cages were, these alleged cages were built by, Barack Obama and his administration.
Yep.
And apparently when the Donald, you can call him that because he's my friend, when he found out about it, he changed it. You know, he got rid of it. But here's the thing about the left. That is still a place of detention. Are children not separated from their parents in those places? I saw the pictures of that today. People, you know, like yourself as a commentator, as a radio host, people send me pictures, and I saw them today, and they're porta cabins, that's what they call them in the UK. Yeah. They're like faceless, soulless buildings. They're like offices for construction sites.
That's right.
So don't tell me that's any better than a cage, you know?
I go one step further with you. A couple of weeks ago, I did a story on the city of Los Angeles putting up homeless shelters, okay? And what they did was they bought a bunch of these... they're 150 square foot little homes. You know, you got to put them together, but they're mini. They have a name for them, mini homes or something like that. They put two army cots in there, so you're going to put two homeless people in there. One set of shelves with a small wall air conditioner. There's something missing. First of all, have you ever seen how much garbage those people have? I mean, you're not going to put it on four little shelves. Let's start off there. Number two is the bathrooms, the outhouses, down at the end of a run of about 20 houses. Okay? So I'm saying to myself, okay, so I want you to go down the street in L.A. and look at all the stuff. They're going to round these people up. You're going to take them to this place. They're used to crapping right where they're sitting or sleeping or peeing wherever.
Well, it's California.
Yeah, it is. It is. You should have the freedom to do what you want, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But I just find all of this, it's so ludicrous how the left thinks that they look like they have big hearts when they do this, when in actuality they're just moving them to a different location to get them out of the city, and they're not giving them anything great there, you know?
But the bottom line is, are they still separating children from their parents? That's what their argument was with Donald Trump. They said Donald Trump's administration was separating children from their parents. And as far as I can see, the only thing that they're doing differently is these are, you know, construction huts they're putting them in now.
Well, what they say, they're unaccompanied minors, right? I'd like to know what that actually means. I wish a Democrat would actually come out and say what that means. And so they're putting them there until they can find somebody to put them with. Find somebody to put them with? What, are they up for adoption?
I mean, Joe, they're not illegals. They're undocumented Americans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't you hate that phrase?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's not illegal. She's an undocumented American.
The forefathers of the Constitution called them illegal aliens, okay, or called them aliens. And if they're here illegally, they're illegal aliens. You want to change the term, you don't just change it. Like Joe Biden is now, he's forbidding them to use that term in legal documentation.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. So, like San Francisco. You know, I don't have the paper in front of me, but they changed all the terms for, you know, incarceration and felons and that kind of stuff because we don't want them to feel bad about themselves.
Like, hey, when the stores open in California again, Jim, don't be taking your grandson to buy toys in a store that sells toys for girls because you don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, but remember this.
Grandpa, why do we have to go to a store with just toys for boys?
No, this is amazing. Let me see. So they want women's rights. They want more services for women. However, you can't say the word woman. You can't use girls, boys, men, male, female in the stores. You can't use it on legal documents. If this isn't a perfect example of dementia, I don't know what is.
Well, you can't say that when you're talking about Joe Biden, of course. But the interesting thing about this, you know, Kamala Harris is the first woman vice president to have stolen an election, but she can't call herself that because there's no gender identity on the left. I mean, it must be so frustrating for her.
Oh, it is hilarious. I mean, think about something. She had, you ready for this? She had 0% approval rating when she was running for president.
Right.
0%. Couldn't get any movement on the needle. And now she's VP, soon to be P.
But isn't it interesting how when she was running for president, how she said Joe Biden needed to be investigated for all of the people that had accused him of rape?
Yep.
So where did that suddenly disappear to? I've got one better for you, Joe. And I have a lot of Asian friends who are of Indian parentage but are American, were born in the United States. They refer to themselves as Asian. How come she is black?
Oh, agreed. Yeah, but you know, when we started screaming about that, we must have had an effect, and I don't mean just you and me, but we must have had some kind of effect because they started referring to them, to her type, as woman of color. Okay?
Right.
Wow, you guys are good.
But would any of your Asian friends, as in of Indian, Pakistani, or that descent, would they refer to themselves as person of color?
No, probably not.
I don't think that they would.
No.
None of the people that I know would, anyway.
I find
In fact, they would just be saying, hey, I'm an American and my parents just happen to be from Pakistan or, you know. My next question then is, when can I come around for dinner? Because, you know, these
I can't eat
have
food.
The best food. You're so unlucky.
You might as well feed me with a flamethrower. You know what I'm saying? Okay, real quick. You got about a minute here. The Muppet Show is now offensive. Okay? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
It is now canceled, or a portion of the show is canceled. And partly because they started putting up these warnings. They had Johnny Cash singing in front of an American and a Confederate flag. You know, he's in a barn in the country, and he's singing a song. This show was back in the 70s, okay? And so, you know, a couple of these social justice warriors got, you know, out of their mind crazy about it. And, you know, they wrote into Disney. Now, Disney is now putting in disclaimer warnings on films like Peter Pan, Aladdin, The Jungle Book, The Aristocrats, Lady and the Tramp, Dumbo. I can't figure out why they would Dumbo, why they make fun of him being fat or something. Swiss Family Robinson and others. I mean, seriously, I know we joke about the left losing their minds, but the left has lost their minds.
Oh, and then some, like, you know, years ago. I have no idea. I mean, they even wanted to take Donald Trump out of Home Alone 2.
Right.
I mean, this political, they want to rewrite history, basically. Yep. They want to change everything. We're going to have to get rid of Lady and the Tramp as well, because you can't...
Yep, I told you. Send him an extra special bottle of Geritol because at his age he needs it. Anyway, Joe was senior host. It's a pleasure to have you with me, Xander. Have a good time. Yes. Yep. We'll be back in a few minutes. A lot more after the break. Joe was senior host. Listen to Real Science.